Kong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, another edition of SFU News feature on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition in the next 30 minutes. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Alien Boys, The Weight of It All, with State Violence. The following content has some explicit language. So listener discretion is advised. That was State Violence from Alien Boys, The Weight of It All. Now to SFU News, all based on Accent Department webpages. On April 19th, SFU celebrated biology researchers in harvesting blueberries grown in winter in their greenhouses. On April 20th, alumni featured Sam Weeb's novel, The Last Exile, featuring Dave Wakeland, a cop turned a private investigator and a biker gang in Vancouver, from Toronto.com. On April 21st, alumni featured Helen Maroulis, who competed for SFU in women's wrestling as one of four to accept automatic invitations to the 2025 Final X for Team USA. An SFU Esports Association tweeted out that they are looking for Marvel rivals. On April 22nd, all SFU campuses reopened, when SFU also celebrated the Earth Day 2025 as it highlighted multiple initiatives towards a greener planet. The SFU Hydrogen Hub between School of Sustainable Engineering, CORIX, and Civic Innovations Hub with Burnaby City, and highlighted a recent research paper, How Are Local Governments Planning for Heat Migration? A Study of Metro Vancouver and Fraser Valley Jurisdictions, co-authored by Andrian Doyon, Associate Professor of SFU's School of Resource and Environmental Management, and Wesley Chen, also of SFU's SRAM, as the research looked at over 240 documents from 2023 onwards from 27 municipalities and two regional districts, and celebrated the environmental student Matthew Sivensky, who led a park cleanup for greener communities. Alumni promoted 6 printing presses from the W.A.C. Bennett Library in the Burnaby campus at Dick Kuhnhoven Art Studio via a generous gift from the Dick Kuhnhoven Estate. The Beattie School of Business featured Artin Rismunchi, an MSc student in finance, as he pivoted from pursuing a degree in biochemistry to finance during the COVID-19 pandemic, as he was particularly attracted to the Beattie School's Student Investment Advisory Service Fund, currently valued at 26 million Canadian, and is a manager for Canadian Equities and Environmental, Social, and Governance at CIAS, where Rismunchi has an important role in SFU meeting its sustainability commitments. Biological Sciences featured the Madison Lab, headed by Jim... I think this is the Matson Lab. I could be wrong. Headed by Jim Matson, who was also shown on CBC Vancouver this month, as Matson talked about gene editing to improve blueberry traits, which may enable fresh produce of blueberries all year around. English promoted a poetry trilogy from Professor Stephen Collis regarding climate change, the first being A History of the Theories of Rain in 2021, with multiple climate disasters from November 2021 and onwards motivating to produce The Middle back in October 2024. Faculty of Environment celebrated the SFU START, Sustainable Transportation Action Research Team, a collaboration between the Faculty of Environment, School of Resource and Environmental Management. Zoe Long, a PhD candidate and research manager in the SFU START, claimed that transitioning the transportation sector to renewable energy is needed if Canada is to meet net zero emission goals by 2050. Faculty of graduate students promoted to Canadian and American graduate students that they can start at SFU as early as fall 2025. The School of Sustainability Energy Engineering celebrated another milestone as Tiana Sequeira became the first undergraduate student to defend her honors thesis with her project titled Designing a Humidity Control System for the Oasis Lunar Greenhouse, targeting to extend plant growth research on the moon. Criminology congratulated Caitlin McKendrick for defending her MA thesis titled Child Sexual Homicides, Examining the Role of Victim Sex in Crime Commission. Health sciences encouraged planners trying to improve community sustainability to look at improving bike infrastructure by referring to Professor Megan Winters. On April 23rd, SFU congratulated the first Faculty of Arts and Social Science Dean's Undergraduate Fellowship Cohort. Alumni promoted alumnus Bill Huang, who was featured in the Canadian Running Magazine this month, also celebrated the World Book Day, congratulated alumnus and English advisor Catherine Ward after 35 years of service to SFU, and celebrated SFU staff for going the extra mile to support students, as 420 20 faculty and staff donors contributed nearly $2.8 million, more than 3,600 gifts to support critical initiatives in SFU, such as student health, counseling services, and bursaries. The Beatty's School of Business celebrated undergraduate students in international competitions, the Hevner International case in February, Amsterdam case, and Converse Miss Comus, the last two in March. English continued to promote the Poetry Month with a quote from Mi Casa from Luis Daniel Salgado. Faculty of Education celebrated the 25 student teachers from Tsuru University in Japan who are at SFU between February and March for the first time in 5 years per the COVID-19 pandemic. Gerontology student Esther Uono held an MA thesis titled Exploring the Role of Ethnocultural Identity in the Adoption and Use of Hearing Aids Among Older Adults in Canada, supervised by Andrew Sexsmith via Zoom. Global Humanities promoted calligraphy as lecturer. Jason Brown invited visual artist and calligrapher Niskat Isar Qureshi last month, also highlighted in an interview from Humanities Assistant Professor Spiros Sofos as he spoke about the Turkish politics to European Center for Populism Studies last week. Public Square featured a story from Evan Chan, Program Assistant, titled AI, Propaganda, and Misinformation, Exploring DeepSeek AI Made in China. School of Computing Science congratulated its researchers who received the 2024 NCC. The National Cybersecurity Consortium Research and Development Spearhead Grant for their partners, Steve Koh, Angel Chang, Nix Sumner, Cable Fora, and Anders Miltner. School of Interactive Arts and Technology congratulated Wolfgang Stuarts Linger, as he was recently inducted into the Association for Computer Machinery's SIGCHI, Special Interest Group on Computer-Human Interaction Academy. Urban Studies published their monthly newsletter featuring latest news, events, updates from students. On April 24th, SFU warned on X for Deers crossing roads in the Burnaby main campus. School of Computing Science congratulated Kaisong Huang, Jiatang Zhu, Tianzian Wang, Dong Si from Penn State University, and Zui Zhao from University of Buffalo for winning the Best Paper Award at ACM SimGod 2025, a conference specializing in database systems titled Low Latency Transaction Scheduling via User Space Interrupts. Why wait or yield when you can preempt? Center for Educational Excellence congratulated the 2024 Excellence in Teaching recipients Megan Barker from Biology, Rosemary Collar from Geography, Henry Young from Linguistics, Scott McEachern from Beatty School of Business, and Rylan Simpson in Criminology. Gender, Sexuality and Women's Studies featured The Palace of Illusions by Chitra Banerjee Devakarani, read by its feminist book club this month, featuring Princess Panchali, who married 5 husbands. Global Humanities featured an interview from James Horncastle, McWinnie Professor in International Relations, as he spoke to Conversations.com this month, on economic impacts of U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs, which may lead to more global conflicts. Community Engaged Research Initiative was one of 4 organizations, along with the Climate Reality Project, Climate Caucus, and MITAX, as they hosted a webinar featuring Megan Mattis, an SFU PhD candidate, Sean Cates, and Robin Priest from SFU's Morris J. Wask Center for Dialogue. Institute for Neuroscience and Neurotechnology held 2 events, hosted by postdoctoral fellows from the School of Mechatronic Engineering, Numera Obeid, Quantifying Mechanical Risk Factors for Older Adult Spinal Cord Injury, and Amin Kabir, TMS-Induced Changes in Global Brain Dynamics, Insight from EEG microstate analysis. Linguistics tweeted the journey of Métis Tabuada, Cliff Goddard, and Radoslava Trnavac, who took over a decade to publish their research paper, The Adverbially Adjective Construction in English, Meanings, Distribution, and Discourse Functions. Public Square featured reflections from Dr. Winona Ho, whose PhD research on indigenous governing principles in working with Public Square. Research congratulated Nadia Shabab from the School of Contemporary Arts on being named a 2025 Guggenheim Fellow, the only SFU recipient. Multiple events are on tap today. Philosophy host Justin Tewer from University of Hong Kong for its last 2025 Spring Colloquium Series titled The Confucian Debate of Virtue Politics at West Mall Center 3220 in the Burnaby Main Campus, scheduled at 3:30. English hosts its last off-the-shelf poetry series this spring, featuring Hoa Nguyen, Professor Dale Martin Smith at Bellsburg Library in the Harbor Center campus starting at 7. Also, multiple deadlines are on today. Faculty of Graduate Studies closes applications for most of its programs. And Institute for Neuroscience and Neurotechnology closes applications for Open Science Community Manager.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Now I'd like to feature the SFU Red Leafs Lacrosse, which play in Division 1 of the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League at this time. On April 20th, SFU hosted Washington State, where the Red Leafs slaughtered the Cougars 21-1 at SFU campus. The Red Leafs were led by Josh Kupar, who scored 5 goals, 5 assists for 10 points, followed by Brendan Murray with 6 goals, 3 assists for 9 points.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current standings in Division 1 of the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League. Simon Fraser are first at 5-0 Division, 6-3 overall. Oregon are second, 4-1 Division, 6-3 overall. Boise State, third, 3-2 Division, 6-7 overall. Oregon State, 4th, 2-3 Division, 2-10 overall. Washington, 5th, 1-4 Division, 1-9 overall. And Washington State are last at 0-5 Division, 1-11 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. On April 19th, many SPS officers attended the Suri Vaisakhi Parade, which celebrated the birth of Khalsa in 1699 between 72nd, 88th Avenues, Scott Road, and King George Highway, where over 500,000 attended, the largest annual Sikh holiday in the world, according to Ian Holiday of CTV News Vancouver. Two events occurred on April 22nd, when the SPS Executive Leadership Team welcomed its newest recruits, Class 177, as they will be training in the Justice Institute, located in New Westminster. During the afternoon, the SPS held its change of command ceremony at Cloverdale Agriplex, according to Tom Seterak of Suri Now Leader, almost 5 months after becoming Suri's police of jurisdiction, which occurred on November 29th, 2024. Speakers were Wendy Kokuya, the BC Lieutenant Governor, Gary Beck, the Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, also the NDP MLA for Suri Guilford, the RCMP Deputy Commissioner Dwayne McDonald, the BC RCMP's top cop, Harley Chappell, the Suri Police Board's president, and Norm Lipinski, the SPS chief. Currently, SPS officers patrol Wally, where the SFU Suri campus resides, just next to the Suri Central SkyTrain station, and Newton, while the BC RCMP Suri Provincial Operations Support Unit patrol Cloverdale, Guildford, Fleetwood, and South Suri. After the SPS change of command ceremony, the Chief Norm Lipinski said the SPS has just over 500 officers, need about 300 more, and that will take at least 2 more years to complete. Also, Lipinski said the SPS will be moving into South Suri next. The number of Suri RCMP officers has been slowly increasing and was pleased that amount of RCMP officers patching over to the SPS. Meanwhile, the Suri Mayor Brenda Locke, an ardent opponent of the SPS, mentioned that the province imposed the SPS. The city will do everything to make the SPS the best police force in Suri, as it has big shoes to fill. In void of the Suri RCMP, and the SPS will pick up the tab for its change of command ceremony, according to Tom Seterak of Suri Now Leader. Now I'd like to look at the current numbers. Just bear with me here. Currently, the SPS has 518 sworn police officers with 466 civilian employees.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Thank you for listening to episode 16 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. I'd like to provide the latest update in the SFU Red Leaf softball against the Western Washington Vikings. The hosts are leading 8-0 in Bellingham in the bottom of 5th. Now to the last tune, B44. It is Airmen of Notes 2023 Jazz Heritage Series. The tune is Laura's Waltz.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.